Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commissioner, about the Dakota Pipeline protest and how the protesters seem to be causing some problems during this harvest season. Then we talk to Dr. Joseph Smith from the University of Missouri about how new technologies in fracking are keeping gas prices low. Plus, Jason Doctor, North Dakota House Representative, and Bill Murphy, the owner of Bakken Remax Realty, gives us an update on Bakken real estate. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commissioner, Doug Goring.
Well, we have had a few more connections on some gas plants and some wells, hoping to get ahead of this thing so when prices break and we start completing a lot of those wells out there, which I believe there's just a little over 900, probably 920 wells that we're aware of that are just waiting to be completed. We know that activity is slow, but hopeful that we need to get the price up to $50 or better and hold it there for a while just to provide a level of certainty and security for these companies so they can get back to work. When we start looking at our pipeline reclamation program and some of the work that's going on there, things are progressing well. There's a lot of issues getting addressed, and that's going fine. We had the oil and gas, most recently the rules that we were working on. I know that we're trying to sort out some things there concerning the issues raised by industry. And maybe it's a matter of words, how we use them, where we place them. They mean something. And I think some of that's going to get resolved in the near future with the Legislative Rules Committee. So a lot of stuff going on. Again, we're still pumping oil. We're still open for business. We're still part of national security, both energy security and food security. Our economy is still moving forward, even with depressed prices and a lot of anxiety and angst out there. But this too shall pass. We are gearing up in our own program in the department to deal with mediation and credit counseling. There's a lot of agricultural producers that are just trying to make sense out of where they're at. They have a bumper crop, and yet some have said that they won't even break even with a bumper crop at these prices.
You know, when I think about like oil, for example, you know, it's really at the end of the day, it's a commodity. And the only difference between, or one of the main differences between farming and oil is oil can't branch into different crops. So they got to wait for that one single price. Whereas a farmer, you know, they could plant corn or wheat or soybeans or sugar beets or something else, depending on if their soil is conducive to that type of crop. And that's my way of transitioning into, I was talking with somebody in eastern Montana, and they've got a bumper sugar beet crop this year where, I mean, you know, everybody's talking about commodity prices being down and everything else. But, you know, there are some crops that are doing pretty good. And over on the eastern side of North Dakota, you know, that's prime sugar beet country too, Hillsboro, and basically from Fargo to Grand Forks, or probably even Wahpeton to Grand Forks. And the first thing I think of is when harvest season comes around, you got to treat the roads a lot different, and you got to be aware of all the sugar beets being hauled and everything like that. And then that transitioned me into the Dakota Pipeline protest. And so here we're talking about an agrarian state where people are used to trucks and semis and hay being hauled and all these different things that involve extremely expensive machinery being on the roads that normally aren't on the roads. Is there issues going on with the pipeline and that type of harvest season right now?
Well, there is, and that's one of the problems we're experiencing down in the protest area. We have activists, and I would even go as far as calling them thugs, that are blocking roads either with vehicles or they're standing in the middle of the road, and they're intimidating people, they're threatening people, they're cutting wires, cutting fences, they're stealing hay when they want to go protest in some area along that Dakota pipeline. They will cut the wires, pull in there, and unload their horses and park vehicles, and then they'll go out and protest illegally someplace. They are threatening the safety and the well-being of our citizens out there. We have law enforcement that has to escort the school bus. We have husbands that have to drive their wives to work, and in some cases, you know, 20-some, 30-some miles, and then get back home. You have vehicles being forced off the road by other vehicles that are from out of state or don't even have license plates, so you can't even identify them. We have people in masks that are, you know, just getting up in farmers' faces and telling them that they're wrong, and they shouldn't be telling them to get off the land because it was once theirs, and by God, it's going to be theirs again. And we've had some situations that really have threatened the safety and the welfare. We have people that sent their kids to town several weeks ago for them to go to school or work simply because they don't want them driving back and forth. They can't trust the situation. This just isn't right. They talk about this being a peaceful protest. How irresponsible of some in the media. It's anything but peaceful. There's just too many things going on. And these people that live down there in this rural community, these rural citizens, these farmers and ranchers, have done nothing to anybody else but try to work and live in a community that they've built. And now you have people that have infiltrated it and are compromising that safety and threatening those families, threatening those farmers, and just a complete lack of respect for their property and for everyone's personal safety.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commissioner, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.